A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. The rise of Henry V. But before we get to the rise of Henry V, we need to see what's going on in Britain and Normandy. Now, William II had bought Normandy from Robert before his brother had left on the Crusades. He had been corrupt, rude, blasphemous, and unjust. When William II died in a hunting accident, Robert was already on his return trip from the Crusades. Because William II left no heir, Henry I, both William's and Robert's brother, became king. Realizing that Robert would soon return, Henry acted fast. His coronation and accession were completed only weeks before Robert's return to Normandy. Immediately, the stage was set for war, but the war was short-lived. In 1101, a treaty was signed which gave Henry I England, and Normandy was returned to Robert, along with the promise of £2,000 a year. All seemed well until the year of Emperor Henry IV's death. In 1106, war erupted between Robert and Henry, but this war ended with Robert's capture. He was placed in Henry's dungeon and remained there for 28 years before his death. The victory didn't help Henry to solidify his power. Normandy was hard for Henry to control from across the English Channel, and the French still claimed it as a duchy of their own. King Louis VI of France and Count Fulk of Anjou were at constant war with Henry over Normandy. This disputed area would lead to conflict between England and France, which would last for hundreds of years. Normandy had once been a duchy awarded to the Vikings in a peace pact. But as the Norman power grew, so also did Normandy's independence. When William the Conqueror became King of England, it was only natural that Normandy and England were one country. But on his death, the lands were split between William II and Robert. Despite the temporary unification after Robert left for the Crusades, Normandy became a controversial land issue, such as was rarely rivaled in history. Normandy was a part of France, then the French could be said to have conquered England through William the Conqueror. If so, then does England belong to France? If England does not belong to France, then surely Normandy belongs to England. But if a French subject, William the Conqueror, becomes King of England, then how can he remain a French subject? This dispute would continue to rage, creating the legendary figures of Joan of Arc and the final resolution that would not occur until the end of the Hundred Years' War in the 15th century. Now let's get back to something a little more simple, the ascent of Henry V. Imperial authority, the Holy Roman Emperors, had steadily diminished since the fall of the Ottonians. Henry IV knew that what little authority he had left needed to be salvaged. Following Pope or anti-Pope Clement's death, Henry began to try to reconcile with Pascal. When Pascal asked for new recruits in the Crusade, Henry even offered his own services, but for a price. The price included allowing Henry to maintain his right of investiture, but this was too much to ask from the Gregorian popes. Pascal refused, and Henry's son Henry V revolted in 1104. He found a powerful ally in Pascal. Those who were discontent with Henry's rule were numerous. Much of the dissatisfaction had to do with Henry's lack of standing in the church, but a large portion of the resistance came from the nobles, who felt that Henry was diminishing their rights in favor of ministerials, who were sort of civil servants. Henry V's rebellion was backed by Bavarian nobles and assisted by the church, who desired to rid themselves of the Pope's enemy. In December of 1105, Henry V captured his father and imprisoned him. He was forced to voluntarily abdicate the throne in favor of Henry V. With the full support of Pascal, but the Lotharingians resented a son who would commit such crimes against their own father. When Henry IV was released, they helped him regain his throne, but he was not going to live much longer. Despite all that his son had done, Henry V was still his son and heir. Henry IV forgave his son and died March 1106. With Henry V's ascent assured, the controversy of Henry IV did not die. The Pope remembered how Henry had challenged his authority and he had the emperor's body exhumed from its grave by the local bishop. It was declared that he could not be buried in consecrated ground, and after the body was removed, the arrogant bishop refused to hold church services until the stench of Henry's spiritual pollution could be properly fumigated. The church now believed it had a loyal puppet on the throne, but they learned otherwise very quickly. After trying, with only moderate success, to reunify Germany and ensure fealty from Poland and Hungary, Henry V set out for Italy to officially receive the imperial crown, for it had been long acknowledged that only the Pope could confer the title. The year was 1110, and Henry did not come asking, but telling. He refused, like his father, to surrender the right of investiture. And when the Pope refused to coronate him without the promise, Henry promptly imprisoned the Pope in his dungeon. After many long months in prison, Pasquale seemed reluctant to budge, but Henry pulled his trump card. The anti-Pope Sylvester IV was seen near Rome. There was no official relationship between Henry V yet, but that was intentional. Pasquale could accede to Henry's demands, or Sylvester IV would be recognized as a legitimate Pope. Pasquale relented, April 1111. He conceded the issue of investiture. He also agreed to allow Henry IV to be buried on consecrated grounds, but only if Henry V would promise to circulate the rumor that his father had sincerely repented on his deathbed. It further promised that Pasquale could never excommunicate Henry, but he would have to make Sylvester IV renounce all claims to the papacy. With these promises made, Henry V was officially bestowed the imperial diadem and was made the last Franconian emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Wow, what a mess. Poor old Henry IV, excommunicated, de-excommunicated, excommunicated, buried in consecrated soil, dug up again, put back again. What a poor soul. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.